Parshas Harav. This week's Parsha is Bamidbar, new Sefer Bamidbar. Baruch Hashem, finally a single Parsha. Just a clarification, my problem with the double Parshas is not that I don't love learning Torah, rather I like being able to give the personal attention to each Parsha that each Parsha deserves, and it's hard to do that sometimes when you have the double Parsha. While this happens to be a rather long Parsha, 159 Psukim, so it ranks up there as the most Psukim. And next week's Parshas Naso, does have the most psukim. Nevertheless, the themes are pretty simple. It's like a lot of psukim and a lot of what seems to be repetition. So you're really able to give a proper attention to the main themes of this parsha. Including that repetition, we're going to see a lot of the mention of the names of the shvatim, especially throughout the first three aliyos. So just to point out a quick overview of what we see. So we're going to see the names of the Shvatim in Rishon, today's Aliyah, in regards to the Nesiim of each Shevet. And then we're going to see tomorrow in Sheni, we're going to see the names of the Shvatim in the census. So they're going to count the full Shvatim. And then on Tuesday, Shlishi is going to have the names of the Shvatim in regards to the setup of the encampments, the Degolim and the Machnos. So they're going to be mentioned again, but sometimes if you're just like reading through the parsha quickly, you won't notice that, you know, you see Shvatim over and over in lists and names, but there are three distinct lists and three distinct mentions of the Shvatim, and each one plays its own role. So now let's just clarify the timeline a little bit, because the beginning of Bamidbar is actually rather confusing, the exact timeline. I mean, the first pasuk is very clear that this takes place on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which happens to be the last Rosh Chodesh that we experienced. Rosh Chodesh Iyar in the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? They left in Nisan. So this is over a year later in that first Iyar. Of course, in that second Nisan, meaning a month before this, so that was the inauguration of the Mishkan. So that was that Nisan and that inauguration of the Mishkan, which takes place at the end of Vayakha Pekudei, at the end of Pekudei, where it just mentions the Shechina coming upon the Mishkan. And then we start Vayikra, so it rewinds a little bit a few days earlier before the Shechina actually arrives, because that doesn't take place really until Parshas Shmini. So in Pekudei, and then Vayikra Tzav Shmini, so really it's all in those first, the first day of Nisan, really. And the first day of Nisan, first 8 days, is really a discussion in Chazal. But that's all the beginning of Nisan, and then all of Sefer Vayikra is really commandments that were said, most of them said by the Yom HaMoed, some of them said by Har Sinai, or you know, that's also discussion in Chazal. But but it really doesn't take much of a timeline. There's not much of a timeline elapsing in Sefer Vayikra. So now when we start Bamidbar, we start off with Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but then in Naso it's going to jump back to the opening ceremonies of the Mishkan, which took place the Nisan before. So again, Bamidbar, Parsha's Bamidbar, this week's Parsha is taking place in Iyar of 2449, but in Naso it's going to jump back it's going to be hard to notice it, but it's going to jump back to talking about the a month earlier, that Nisan, and then it's going to lead back into Iyar as in Baaloscha, as we discussed the story of the first Pesach Sheni, which also we just experienced last week. And of course, the mindset right now that their feeling is that, you know, the Mishkan was just erected. The Mishkan is open for business. We got past Nadav and Avihu and that terrible tragedy. Now we're ready to move on. It's Iyar, and the mindset is that we're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, that we're a little over a week away from entering Eretz Yisrael, a week and a half, and we're going to be there. They don't yet know about the 38-year delay. They don't know yet about the Chet HaMeraglim, which takes place in Parshas Shlach, which is in a couple of parshios, three parshios from now. They don't, and then there's going to be a 38-year time lapse hidden in Parshas Chukas later on in the Sefer. But at this point, the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, they think that they're entering Eretz Yisrael. They don't know anything otherwise. And it's important to read Sefer Bamidbar with that in mind, to have that perspective and the perspective that they actually had at the time. Anyway, that's an overview for Sefer Bamidbar. And this first Aliyah mentions the names of the Nisim. So there's a Nasi for each tribe. Probably the most famous on the list is probably Nachshon ben Aminadav, Shevet Yehuda, but it mentions all of them. Presumably they're going to be playing a role in assisting Moshe with the census, which is going to take place And tomorrow's Aliyah, and so we'll pick it up from there tomorrow.